Hi, this is Julia Miller from EPA State Climate and Energy Program. Thanks for joining us today for today's webinar on EPA's greenhouse gas data publication tool, including ways that state and local governments can use the tool. We're going to start with Brian Cook from EPA, who will give an overview of the tool, and then Marnie Stein from the Iowa Department of Natural Resources will talk about ways that they're using this data. Finally, we'll have Andrea Denny from EPA discuss how the state greenhouse gas inventory tool is incorporating data from the greenhouse gas reporting program. So I'd like to thank Brian, Marnie, and Andrea for taking the time to be with us today. You'll see listed on the GoToWebinar toolbar and at the bottom of the agenda that's posted on the screen right now, a web link that you can use to find all the presentations for today's webinar as well as other background materials. Also, a recording and a transcript of this webinar will be posted at that site in a couple of weeks. We're doing our next State Technical Forum webinar on some work that we've done here at EPA to help states use energy efficiency and renewable energy to meet current and forthcoming rules and regulations for the power sector. And we'll send out a save the date in the next week or two. Our local climate and energy webcast series will resume this spring with a set of webinars on funding and financing greenhouse gas mitigation projects. We'll announce the dates and the details through our listserv and on our website. As always, if any of you have topics you'd like to suggest for future webinars related to energy, air quality, and climate change, you can email me at miller.julia@epa.gov, or you can submit your suggestions in the feedback form at the end of this webinar. Now I'm going to hand the webinar over to our facilitator, Catherine Morris from the Keystone Center, and she'll cover some of the logistics and get us started.
Thanks, Julia. We have a pretty large audience today. We have about 150 and counting. People are still joining. So I appreciate your patience working with the operator to get your audio access. I expect there are people that are still trying to get into the audio. So while we're waiting for them, let me just walk you through a couple of the opportunities you'll have to engage with our speakers today. You join the call as in a muted mode, so you can't actually speak, but we do want to encourage your questions and would like you to submit those by using the Q&A option on your control bar. You should see that automatically on your control bar. If you don't, you can go to view and there will be an option to open that Q&A window up. So while our speakers are talking, please do enter your questions. Don't hold back till the end, and that will give us a chance to review them, because what we'll do is stop at the end of each of our speakers and first take some of the clarifying questions that we receive and save the rest of the time at the end, as much time as we have, so that we can continue the Q&A and cover some of the more in-depth questions you have. We're not likely to get to all your questions. We never do, because there are a lot of people, and what we would like to do is have you follow up with our speakers. They've all been graciously agreed to provide their contact information with you so that if you do have questions that you'd like to talk to them about directly, you can follow up via email. During this particular webinar, we're going to pause a couple of times and get your feedback on the greenhouse gas data tool that we're talking about today based on what you're learning through this webinar, but also some of your past experience in actually using the tool. And we'll be able to share those results with you as we go through the questions. And we're also going to take a few minutes at the end, or hope you will stop and take a few minutes at the end, because when you close out the webinar, you're going to get a few more questions, only a couple, so it won't take too long, to ask some more about your needs and your potential use for the greenhouse gas tool. And that will help inform EPA as they continue to work on this. As you see, everybody has a control panel on which appears on the right-hand side. You can move it around, but you can also minimize that panel by simply clicking on the red arrow on that left tab and move it out of the way, and then as you want to enter your questions, you can open it back up again. And that will help help make sure that you can see the entire the entire screen as our presenter going through their slides. So I think that about does it for the preliminary issues. I know we're getting messages that people are still trying to get online and get into the audio. But for those of you who joined early, I don't want to hold you up, and I know you have a limited amount of time, so we're going to go ahead and introduce our first speaker, Brian. Brian works in the EPA's Climate Change Division, and he's trained as an atmospheric scientist, and he's been spending most of his time on the Greenhouse Gas Reporting Program, which he's going to be talking about today. In fact, he actually helped develop the website that he'll walk you through, the greenhousegasdata.epa.gov website, that showcases the data that is collected through the Greenhouse Gas Reporting Program. So we're going to, first he's going to give you a basic introduction to it, and then he's actually going to take you to the website and navigate through that with you so that you can see how it works. So we're going to hand the presentation controls over to you, Brian.